Now, I don't have the privilege of sitting under preaching much. I usually have to listen to myself, and I kind of like me. You know what I'm saying? I have the same problem you people do. But I really enjoy when I have the opportunity of sitting under preaching and just get the stuffings beat out of me. That's what I do to people all the time, and I need that too. Well, when I get back to Greenville, I have a chance to be a normal local church, folks. I got my pencil out, my paper out, and I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to be challenged and convicted myself. Well, one particular service, as Pastor Monroe was preaching, he made this statement, and folks, this was just in passing, but it's what I needed that very hour. And I challenge you, get a pencil and a pen out and write this down, okay? This is a great statement. Listen here very carefully. First of all, here's the statement. What you forget, you cannot appreciate. What you fail to appreciate, you will fail to value. What you fail to value, you will not give your life to. Let me do that one again. And teenagers, listen to me very carefully. Because, folks, aren't we busy? Doesn't the devil have us chasing our tail as such, going here, there, and everywhere? Is it busy all the time in the Tampa area or what? But that's just the way it is around the world today. And I believe the devil is directing the activities of things that go on to distract us and deter us from looking unto Jesus as the author as well as finisher of our faith. Let me give you the statement because some of you just got your pen out. You're a little slower than other people. So let me give it to you. What you forget, you cannot appreciate. What you fail to appreciate, you will fail to value. What you fail to value, you will not give your life to. Now, most of us here know that our whole life should be for Jesus. I know what you're taught, people. Unless you're a visitor today, you have no question in that area. My life is all about Jesus. I don't matter. But let me give you another statement. When Jesus ceases to be precious, man ceases to be faithful. Go there with me again, ready? When Jesus ceases to be precious, your love, your life, your all, you're not going to do the work and the will of God as you're saved and called to be faithful unto Him. Your life should be all about Jesus Christ. You get saved, you allow Him by your submissive, surrendered heart to be the Lord of your life, and then you set your agenda, your schedule 24/7 by the directing hand, the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit of God to help you go where God wants you to go and do what He knows is best for your life. So you can in turn bring honor and glory to His name. The big question is that your life? I don't care. Quiz people, look up at Mr. Manning, please. You could get real haughty being a quiz winner. You know what I'm saying? Because you are smoking. You are booking, cooking, grooving, getting down. You are amazing as far as your quiz talents are concerned. But you understand that's all of Jesus? Y'all with me? How come your faces are red? Wait till I sing Drama Queen tonight. Your face will be real red. It will be. But folks, isn't it amazing how we take credit for what God has entrusted unto us? It is. I mean, some of you are smart. Some of you I know real well aren't real smart. Now, I'm not going to point you out. I know you well. You know me. But you know what? Whatever you have, it's all because of the goodness of God. And He's given you those talents, that gift, those gifts to in turn use for Him, not for you. Man, make a lot of money, but use it to bring glory and honor to God. You know, be smart and be very successful, but understand to God be the glory, great things He hath done. And it's not of you and it's not of me. If we're worth anything, folks, it's because of what Jesus has entrusted unto us. Now, I want to go back to the main points here and start with where we are going to start and what we're going to deal with as far as this message is concerned. Now, first of all, what you forget. Now, folks, think this through. Can we? Do we forget God? Do we do that? It's happened since man's been worshiping God, hasn't it? Over and over in Scripture, God says, don't forget me. Remind yourself. Remind your children. Remind this lost world of how great I am, how I have loved you, how I blessed you, how I learned to look to bring what's best and needed for your life. Don't forget me. Now, folks, I mentioned I'm getting older. It is true. I carry my driver's license, folks, for two reasons. One, in case I get pulled over, but also to remind myself of who I am. I'm glad it has a picture. Aren't you, people? But, folks, don't take any step close to forgetting who your God is. And, folks, I remind myself of that all the time. Mike, don't be that stupid. Mike, don't be that foolish to set God aside and start doing your thing instead of what you're saved, called, here to be and do for the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows we have that problem, and He gives us all kind of examples to help us not to forget Him. Look in Joshua chapter 4. You know what's happened. The children of Israel come to claim those lands. I'm really fresh and excited about reading through the Bible this year. Just, it's amazing how many times I've read through the Bible and how much I learn when I do it again. And how much I'm reminded of this simple fact. We're a mess, people. God's people have always been a mess. And they get into bigger messes when they choose to set God aside and forget Him. Because they forsake Him, they forget Him, and they follow after other gods. And that's the problem today, people. And get off your high horse. You have a struggle just like everybody else. And the choice of victory is yours if you'll not forget God and avail yourself to what He can bring into your heart and set forth through your life again to get a job done for Him. Now, I don't have time to read this whole passage. I'd like to read the whole chapter. But I want to start reading in chapter 4 and verses 1 through 9 here. Now, as God parted the Red Sea, He parts the River Jordan during its high season. And God's people cross over Jordan on dry ground. Before God closes the river, He sets up a memorial of remembrance. Let's remind ourselves of the story. Look down with me at Joshua chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean, passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. And Joshua called the 12 men whom he prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan. Take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel." Teens, it wasn't kind of a little pebble. No, it's hefty, not wimpy. Y'all with me here? I mean, this is a major, big representation of how good God has been unto them. A memorial. Now look at verse 6. It said that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Then verse 8. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests, which bear the ark of the covenant, stood, and there they are unto this day. Now, same type of reminder. Look with me at verse 21. Look at verse 21. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in a time to come, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. And they'll go, Really? Yeah. Isn't that what we should be doing all the time about the goodness of God? Just remind them how God is so good and does such a personal blessed work in our lives. But keep reading. Verse 23, And the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did in the Red Sea when he dried up from before us until we were gone over, and all the people of earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. What's he saying, folks? Don't forget me. Because, folks, what we forget, we don't appreciate. What we fail to appreciate, we fail to value. What we fail to value, we won't give our lives unto. You catching on to what he's trying to help them again be faithful unto? How good God is. Now, folks, is God any less good to us today? Talk to me. No way. We are so blessed, abundantly, perfectly loved and cared for. God does so many miraculous works before our very eyes, but we seem to think it's no big deal. Folks, it's still a big deal. And can I tell you, it's the best deal in your life. But are you talking about it? Are you telling your kids how God saved your dirty, rotten, worthless hide? Have you shared with your children or people around you how God has so blessed you when you deserve hell for all eternity? Do you tell folks at work, God is so good to me? Folks, that's what the world needs to hear. They're looking to a man who can't fix what's broken. They're looking to circumstances that will do nothing but deter us and keep us from being faithful unto God. I'm thankful you're in church. But are you telling people what you've been taught? How this church has so impacted your heart as the Word of God cuts your heart and changed your life for all eternity. Folks out there are looking for answers, and who's going to give the answer? The liberal church? The entertainment church? No, a church like this of substance where God has been so very, very, very good. And you know it, folks. I've been with you. I was over in that scary part of town with you. Y'all with me here? Yeah. I locked my car doors too. Of course, I do that anywhere in Tampa. But y'all folks with me? What a blessed work God has. Have you told people about that? I miss my old trailer spot. Man, I didn't like pastor at all. I just had a free spot to stay. So I came every winter, people. I'm an evangelist. What else do we do but play golf and go to Walmart? Yeah. But here, folks, listen. Do you count your blessings and name them one by one? And then, once you got your whole brain and heart filled up with the goodness of God, do you let people know about that? You know what? I think I blew that as a dad. You know, I so wanted my kids to be right with God and faithful. I don't think I communicated to them how much I love God. How much God means to me and what He's done in my heart. Now, they're getting it now, but you know what? I wish I'd have been better at, again, setting up memorials. Setting up reminders so they wouldn't forget God and buy up something that's temporal, worthless, that will never bring to your heart and life joy, peace, and contentment. God says, don't forget me. Now, I'm going to give you five things. That's what evangelists like to do. They love to give you checklists, so I'm going to give you one here. I believe these are the five areas, folks, we go to the quickest as far as forgetting our God. And then what happens? You don't really look to Him and appreciate Him like He deserves to be looked to and appreciated. Then you don't really value Him. You think the world is more important than Jesus. You think you are more important than Jesus. Then what happens? What's happening today? You don't give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't 24/7 sacrificially go forth to do His will and to do His working. Let me give you five areas here, very simple, but simply forgotten by the people who say they love and want to worship and honor God. First of all, here's number one. What do we forget about God? First of all, how much He loves us. Pretty simple, isn't it? But do you reflect on that daily? Folks, again, what does every man, every woman, every child in this room deserve? Hell for all eternity. I preached a men's retreat it's been about a month ago now, up at the Camp Chautauqua. That's the other camp up there in Wisconsin. There are three of them, Camp Joy, and there's Northland. On the other side of the state toward Minneapolis is Camp Chautauqua. And I was hard on those guys. I'm a hard preacher anyway. But I said, guys, you're a bunch of worthless losers apart from Jesus. I am too. But you are too. But you still think you can handle every day without checking in with Jesus. You still think because you are smarter, you are gifted more than certain people, that you can handle this without in all your ways acknowledging Him. You have, again, stepped into that realm of being a fool. Well, you'll miss out on the wherewithal, the goodness and blessing, the work of God that He wants to bring to your life and set forth through your life. And you don't deserve it, and I don't either. But this never happened to me, Pastor. Never happened to me. Brother Mortz, I don't know if this ever happened to you. I'm preaching, waxing eloquent. Oh man, I'm preaching. I'm pouring out. I was wind sucking almost. I was going so fast and doing so good. And all of a sudden, this guy started preaching back to me. I mean, this guy said, I don't. He went on, folks, for 3 minutes. Somebody timed it. I've never had that before. I'm going, nah. You know, what do I do now? And he's preaching just so much foolishness. I'm going, what are, and I'm kind of going through my mind, did I say that? Did I miss something here? And finally I said, sir, you know what? I'd love to talk to you about this. But, you know, the camp director brought me to here to preach, not you. And if you'll just be quiet, you may get the answers to the questions you have. And he was a big guy. I thought I was going to die, people. Are you all with me here? I thought, I'm coming to see Jesus. Lord, I'm coming home. I really did. This guy could have killed me like pink. And I'm an old guy. I just snapped like a twig. But you know what, folks? I still told him what they needed to hear. But he didn't want to hear it. He was going through a bad, bad marriage relationship, and it was his fault. And then he started getting in trouble with other areas of his life and living because it was all about him. And nothing close about pleasing, honoring, and serving Jesus. If he knew Jesus, he forgot about him because he was living for self. Folks, have you forgotten? Have you? Now think about this. How much Jesus loves Pastor. But he doesn't love you because you're a thumbsucker. You have the theme song of your life. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. You know what, folks? That's us. Maybe you're gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, this is for the older folks. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Oh. Are y'all with me on that? That's the way some people live, even though they have Christ as their Savior. Even though they have the same love available, the same wherewithal of faithfulness, they act like they're losers instead of the winners that they are in Christ Jesus. Have you forgotten how much Jesus loves you? Here's number two. You have forgotten what He did and does to demonstrate His love. You forgot what He did and what He does to demonstrate His love for you. Have you forgotten He died to pay your sin debt? Jesus, through His blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, died to redeem you, to pay your sin debt. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Oh, folks, I don't want to forget that part of the equation, do you? He died on your behalf. But here's the exciting part. As a believer, He now lives to make intercession for you. He lives for you. He didn't just die for you. And through this salvation through Christ Jesus, you now have through Christ whatever it takes to be faithful, to bring glory and honor to Him. Have you forgot that? You forgot how much He loves you. You forgot what He did and what He does to demonstrate His love to you. And here's number three. His way, His will is perfect. His way, His will is perfect. It's what's best for us. It's what's needed in our lives to bring that completion. You're not complete through your payroll check. You're not complete through your car or through some relationship on this. No, Jesus is the completer. Jesus is the one who brings that fulfillment, that blessing into your life, and nothing or no one else can do that. But still you try to do your daily routine of what the world says will fix what's broken. And only Jesus can do that. Jesus Christ is your completer. Here's number four. He knows where you need to go. He knows where you need to go. And He promises He'll help you get there. And here's the kicker. You listening, teens? If you only let Him. Well, I don't want to go to that college. I feel like, what does God want? Oh, Brother Maynard, I've got this boyfriend. Oh, ooh la la. Is he a smoochable looking piece of flesh? I want that man. He's breathing. I gotta have it. Girls. Quizzers. Quit writing and being studious. Ma'am, look up here. I'm talking to you, woman. Come on, look up here. She's writing, taking notes. When I'm giving her a personal attention here and she is ignoring me, I'm hurt, but I'll work with her. Ma'am, listen. If it's not what God wants, will you dump the guy?
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah,
she looks very questionable and suspect. Are you folks with me here? Now, guys, some of you guys will never have a girlfriend. But if it happens, okay, I'm looking at you. I see you here.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But your pastor's going, yeah, you know, they're talking about my brother has a big old nerd. I have a youth group, whole row that's a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, it's okay. But guys, let's say this girl, she comes up and says, hello, big boy. And she gets that little wink, winky thing here. And you just go, oh, are you with me? You got it? You have it here? Yeah, this guy over here is going, it will never happen to me. Probably not. Okay, probably not. But if it does, will you keep your focus on Jesus and make sure He's guiding your life? I don't care how good looking she is. You know, Dad, how about that job of yours? You're compromising. You're not following biblical principle. Oh, you're making big bucks, man. And you're tithing that faithful $10 a week. Yeah, you make $10,000 a week. Yeah, you're still compromising and you're unfaithful to the will and working of God. You forgot Him. You forgot that He knows what's best if you'll trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. But what, folks? Trust and obey. You know, how dumb is it, folks? GPS eats your heart out. You know, I've got an iPhone. I don't know how to work it, but I look good when I answer the phone. Are you people with me? I've got great ringtones. I don't know how to use it. But you know what? I guess I can get anywhere I want, be found anywhere that I keel over as an old guy because of the technology there. But that's nothing in comparison to the guiding hand knowing and wherewithal of our God. Kings, He knows what He wants to do with you. He knows how to take you every step of faithful, this, that, and the other, to get you right where He wants you to be, to accomplish what pleases and honors Him, if you'll only look unto Him and not forget your God. But this is the biggie, folks. Are you ready for this? You know what the big one is? We forget this very important fact. Hang on to this one. He is God, and we're not. You got it? He's God, you're nowhere close.
You say, well, I don't think I'm a God.
Then how come you don't in all your ways acknowledge Him? How come you don't even read your Bible? You don't do devotions. You don't study to show yourselves approved unto God. And you wonder why this Christian stuff doesn't work the way Pastor preaches it all the time. You're not with the program. You know what, folks, I've learned? Everybody wants the promises of God. But very few folks will stick with the program of faithfulness to God's Word and will to see those promises come about. I can tell you why your life's a wreck. I can tell you why you're not impacting hearts and souls for all eternity. Because you're not with the program of God's working that's set forth through the Blessed Book. And you've done this. You've gotten so busy. You simply forgot your God. Now, how can we keep ourselves from falling into that normal pattern of mankind? Because, folks, it happens all the time. Again, I'm reading through the Old Testament. Over and over again, God gave them victory. God blessed them. He provided for them. And still, they ended up going to the world, being ungodly, and turning their back on God. Now, I noticed in the announcements and stuff going up on the screen that some of you teens, have you been to the Wilds before? Any of you? Now, don't they have, it's a great program, isn't it? You know, Kobiak does a good job, the Wilds does a good job, but they always have like, you know, little headbands or something to represent your team. Y'all with me on that? You get the picture where you're all stupid looking, you know, in the group shots, you know, the cabin stuff. You know what? That's a memorial. You need to put that somewhere up on your bulletin board, maybe in your door as you enter that room, to remind you of how God worked in your heart that week. Because what happens, even in the midst of doing good stuff, you'll get so busy doing your thing, you'll forget you're here to do God's thing. Remind yourself continually of how God is so good, and as I mentioned, so good unto you. Now, folks, with memorials, we're probably not going to get a bunch of stones and put them, you know, by the riverside. You know, we'd probably get arrested by the environmentalists today for doing and removing those very sacred rocks of Tampa life and living. But, folks, can't we have people, places, or things to be a reminder of how good God is? Yeah, now, it really works good if you read your Bible, because that's a testimony from Genesis to Revelation of the goodness of God and what worshiping Him is all about. But I'm finding, folks, and you know, I've done this a lot of years, most Christians and probably most here really don't read your Bible much because you're busy. Well, join the club. But are you too busy to look unto my God? And in the midst of your busy, oh man, you got to make a living. Man, I got to get the house clean. Some probably need to do it better than others. Y'all with me here? Man, I got to get my homework done, man. I got to go to Walmart. I got to go to Target, man. I'm a busy person. And you're not doing anything. You're not smoking, cussing, chewing, spitting on people. You're not doing any of that. But you're in sin abundantly because you've set God aside. And what happens, folks? What you forget, you don't appreciate. And what you don't appreciate, you're not going to value. And what you do not value, you will not give your life unto. Are you applying that to your relationship in Jesus? When you forget my God, you don't really appreciate Him for who He is, what He's done, and what He's looking to do. And then what happens? You don't value Him. And you start worshiping and serving something other than a perfect, loving, wonderful God. And maybe that's the reason your life's not all about Jesus. Because what you forget, you don't appreciate. What you don't appreciate, you don't value. What you don't value, you will not give your life to. And I'm not talking about being busy at this church. I'm talking about faithfully, in a God-honoring fashion, being busy for the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who died for you, who lives for you, who wants to simply bring to your life what's needed and best for you. But the bottom line reason we're here, to honor Him, whether we're eating or drinking or whatsoever we're doing. Folks, aren't we here to do all to the glory of God? Would you parrot this back with me? Lord, I will not forget you. Would you say that with me, folks? Lord, I will not forget you. Teenagers, convince me. Everybody ready? Lord, I will not forget you. That will not be your life. And you, unless you make the biblical effort through the power of God to make sure that doesn't happen. Just like God reminds the children of Israel, set up some memorials, some reminders, some accountability to help you remember you can't, but you can through Christ that will strengthen you. That I am a loser apart from the intervening wherewithal and power of God. I must not forget my God. Because what I forget, I won't appreciate. What I don't appreciate, I'm not going to value. And what I don't value, I will not give my life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So folks, it's still for you just as much. This is my life verse. I quoted it once, I'll quote it again. Whether therefore you're eating or drinking or whatsoever you're doing, do what, folks? Say with me. Do all to the glory of God. Would you bow your heads and hearts, please?